trend of politicians and other public officials using their public office for private gain. The consistent theme in both the case with the former Speaker of the Assembly and the former Majority Leader were that in both cases they were using the power that they got given to them by the public to advance their own personal interests and to enrich themselves personally. In the case of Senator Skelos, his son, in the case of the former Speaker of the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, himself personally. It's clear from the U.S. Attorney cases that that's a no-no, and the message should be loud and clear to all public officials that this U.S. Attorney will crack down on that type of activity.
As we speak here, there's just a few weeks left in this session. Do you see any momentum in the conversations you've been having in the legislature for ethics reform before the session is over?
Well, I'm an optimistic guy. Everyone talks about the fact that they want to do ethics reform. The governor has said it's his top priority, but there's been little evidence that they're doing any work to make that happen. There's a lot of evidence they're talking about it, a lot of evidence that they're sort of positioning themselves publicly, but there's no evidence, at least as of yet, that in the 15 scheduled days to the end of the legislative session, that there's any real working momentum to get anything done. Unless the governor decides to push hard in the same way he did for raising the minimum wage, or to get the paid family leave legislation passed, unless he makes that sort of effort, what New Yorkers will see is a lot of the blame game and policy positions without a lot of accomplishment. And that's completely unacceptable. And voters should express their outrage now in hopes of spurring activity, and if not, express that anger in the polls in November.
You mentioned outside income at the outset. What are some of your other bullet points for reforms specifically?
Well, I mean, when you look at it in categories, on the one hand, you want to reduce the temptation for people to do bad things. And on the other, you want to make sure that the laws are enforced. New Yorkers pay millions of dollars for state-based ethics watchdogs, and yet they've done basically nothing. All of the enforcement of the laws have been done by the feds through the U.S. Attorney's Office. So overhaul of the state's ethics watchdogs, it really has to be on the list. Secondarily, in terms of reducing the temptation, the two biggest ways to do that would be to limit the ability of lawmakers to have outside income. By the way, that should apply to the executive branch as well. If the governor was able to come up with a $700,000 book deal, that kind of stuff should all be clamped down on. And secondarily, to sort of close the limited liability company loophole, which is the honeypot of campaign contributions, secret campaign contributions. And in both scandals with Silver and Skelos, it was a limited liability company network that was at the heart of what was happening. And so those three things, improved enforcement and the two ways to reduce the temptation to do bad things, are what we think should be among the top priorities of any sort of ethics deal at the end of session.